week. There's one question, and that is, it requires $1 million net worth, and there isn't any net worth of a governmental subdivision as such. I mean, they have the taxable, but there's
tax base. Net isn't, worth. Isn't the tax base good enough?
Well, I don't believe that's considered as net worth. Then also there is the question
your capital
of whether
assets.
A governmental subdivision can co-insure mm-hmm. With another governmental subdivision. And that we're taking up on Monday, I believe.
Where does that restriction come in existing statutes, the Constitution, or?
I think that's not a workers' comp area. That's governmental subdivision administration area. I just want to get that thing taken care of so that they don't come in later and say, why didn't you notify us that we wouldn't be able to do this?
Well, Mr. Chairman, my interest runs to the question of group insurance, and it also, of course, is particularly concerned and very interested in the question of cooperatives. If 104 is coming our way and they have that, will that be included? You're saying that they're going to perfect the group insurance section of 104 and send it this way?
I am assuming that,
well,
yes.
I think your 2600 is going to reach them before 104 reaches. You'll see it in the conference.
Sure.
We've got no the realities of it that you're told from.
So our question is whether we go out and cannibalize yet something else from 104, make some further amendments, put it in 2600 and send it that way relating to group self-insurance, or not. Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to think on that. That's all right with you. I don't want to make a snap decision. I'd like to think on it and maybe visit with some folks, and maybe on Monday we can make a decision whether I'm interested in getting my spear sharpened and go out and carry that banner. Maybe Carl and I will stand shoulder to shoulder on that issue.
That'll blow their minds.
It'd be an interesting experience.
Okay. Any other questions?
Thank you, Mr.
Any other comments?
Yes? I have one. I think there's another issue that we have these interested parties here. The division of payroll.
Definition of payroll?
Division.
Division of payroll. What's a division?
What page are we dealing at? Carl, what page?
Yeah, that's the...
Where it is in your bill. I've got 104 here, and I can... Golly. I don't remember where it is. Oh, here. It's on page... That's on, is it section 7? I got 104. I don't have 2600. I don't know where it is. It's on page...
Page 20. Employer working age of two or more.
Yep. There you go.
Occupation. Right. Bottom page 20.
That came from a recommendation again of the governor's task force, which allows a division of payroll for purposes of rate calculation upon the request of an employer. If a worker falls within two rate classifications, then the employer's records will justify or support such a division. See, the present law and the rules of the NCCI provide that if an employee works in more than one work classification during the day, contributions to the employer are to be calculated as if the worker were engaged full time in the highest classification.
For the what, Roy? For the week or for the month?
Day.
weeks.
I believe it's week.
Week. SAFE has a day-to-day rule. We apply that on a daily basis, and it's broken out by that. This is an hour-to-hour.
Mr. Chairman, go ahead. Chuck, Mr. Gill, aren't these your statutes? SAFE Code statutes 656-504?
Yeah.
And so this provision would only apply to SAFE. It wouldn't apply to private insurance companies.
Yeah.
But we delivered a letter of intent to, I think it was a Senate committee, clearly stating that companies would be under the insurance department for that purpose.
There's such, you know, it's really just one sentence. Is there an appropriate place that this could be? Mr. Chairman, my concern, my law school days, is the fact that this is under the SAFE statute, and one can put all the legislative intent one likes into this language, but sometimes this legislative intent is hard to find if the tape is lost or buried in archives or somebody forgets.
I think legislative intent is only applied when there's ambiguity in the statute.
And right, and there isn't any ambiguity here. It says SAFE, and that's it.
I have no objection to clarifying it, but we just did it for the Senate subcommittee because the issue was raised.
Where should that be plugged into, then? What section? On the insurance code? Or?
No, there's probably... Keith,
I thought he's saying that it's all under the SAFE, and so why are we worried?
Yes, that's right. It has to be. This is controlled by the rules of the National Council on the application of payroll. So if you want to change that, you do have to put it in the law, and it probably should be in the workers' comp law, just a new section.
Okay, which
you can just lift two out and
just take sub two out and
applicable to all.
You can take it out of the workman's comp, put it in the insurance code, and it'll be applicable.
Well, that's what I was saying. Wouldn't it be just more appropriate to just basically repeal it as applies to SAFE and just put it in the insurance code?
That
covers everybody. Wouldn't that do it?
Move this sub 2 on lines 30 through 35 on page 20. Put it in the insurance code. Is that the suggestion?
Mr. Chairman, technically the draft viewpoint makes sure it applies to the entire industry safe. Well, it would have to be the insurance code. We've got the particular where we are now. It's only codified insurance code. I mean, the work comp law is either 2600 or 104. It'd be a real headache at conference time. Trying to reconcile this, I would recommend it come under 737.310, which sets forth all the rate making criteria for all lines. And there's some specific provision there for work comp only. You would add it to new subsection 8, I believe, 737.310.
Give it to you later.
We happen to have, I think, in here someplace 737.310.
Yes,
want to tell us where it is?
Yes, it's on about page 30.
He's got it here on 2600. It's on page. Is it on this?
You're saying make a new 8.
So if I'm not sure the exact language, we could do this.
Section 45 on page 30 of HB 2600A in gross. And
section 5
commences at line 14 or line 13, section 45 ORS 737.310,
uh-huh.
I had to read. You have the entire insurance code. I would suggest that over on page 31, after line 7, you insert a new subsection 8 with this language. It may have to be massaged a little bit, but this would be the appropriate way to accomplish it.
Is there any Mr. Chairman? Question to whichever witness wants to chew on it. Would there be any necessity for parallel language in Section 27 relating to SAFE, or are they, or you've got them under the umbrella?
Yeah, we're subject to 310.
Okay, so it could be repealed there and placed.
Incidentally, Mr. Chairman, committee members, you'd have the same difficulty with another section of HB 2600 in gross that deals with vacation, bonus, profit.
Took care of that. We took care of that. Thank you.
Let's not talk about that.
Do the same.
We agreed.
If you want
to
do the same.
We agreed to do it later.
Right. Okay.
I'm for it.
Representative Cairns moves the insertion of the language on page 20, lines 30 to 35. And this is a conceptual, that be it be inserted in the insurance code, referencing the bill, page 31, after line 7, and a new section 8.
Yeah, new sub 8.
Okay, is there any objection to that? Okay, anything else? Good, thank you.